Tom King back here at Benalty High School, and if the Lumberjacks weren't awake at the start of this game, they're awake now. They're behind 38-26 at halftime and are just getting killed on the boards by a much smaller Chippewa Falls team. That has to change if East is going to come back in this one. Let's look at the numbers from the first half. First of all, for Chippewa Falls, Nate Colleen, who had 24 last night, has 17 in the first half here today. He leads all scorers. Also scoring for Chippewa Falls, Aaron Kinez with 3. Jake Sperry with 1, 5 for Jacob Olson, 7 for Marcus Crumbaker, 2 for Justin Ignarski, and 3 for Nolan Johnson. 13 of 38 from the field, 4 of 6 from the line. Unofficially, I've got Chippewa Falls at 8 for 23 from 3-point range. 23 of their 38 shots have been from 3 points, but they come down and launch shots so quickly that I probably missed a couple in there, so those numbers are unofficial. For the Lumberjacks, it was Bryce Taylor leading away with 8. Dylan Hamlin has 7. 5 of those coming from the free throw line. 6 points for J.P. Lacey. He's 3 for 3 from the field. 4 for Trenton Pate and 1 for Bryce Widmark. He's 10 of 24 from the field. 6 of 8 from the line. They turned the ball over, though, 14 times unofficially. Chippewa Falls with just 7 turnovers. And as fast as they play to only have 7 turnovers in the half, that's not bad. East, though, with that full-court pressure defense against them, not handling it well so far. 14 turnovers in the early going here at halftime. This is the first of 4 games today for you here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We've got Everest Hockey coming up next. The Evergreen Hockey team playing 2 games today at the Antigo Tournament, and they will play when we are done here. And then we'll be back with Everest Boys Basketball this afternoon here at the Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley Conference Challenge. The Evergreens taking on the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial this afternoon at 4:15, and I'll have that game for you. And then another Everest hockey game following that, the second of 2, as we mentioned today, for DC Everest. Chris Conley is in Amigo and will have the call of those 2 hockey games today right here. Lumberjack Basketball is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, celebrating lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. Also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Still to come today here, after this one, it's going to be River Falls against Rhinelander, then it's Hudson Superior, then Memorial against Everest, followed by Eau Claire North and Wausau West. That's a 6 o'clock tip tonight. Menominee takes on Marshfield in the final game at 7:45. Lumberjack basketball team will then be off until a week from Tuesday when they will play Oshkosh West at the East Gym. Lumberjack hockey team also going to be off for the New Year's break. They return to action Tuesday the 7th against Marshfield. The Everest boys basketball team, after playing later today, will be back in action next week, taking on the 2 lacrosse teams Friday and Saturday. They'll play Central and Logan and non-conference action next Friday and Saturday. We're halftime. We'll take a break here, come back with the start of the second half. Lumberjacks trailing 38-26. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Benalti High School, getting set for the second half. Lumberjacks have to figure out some way to block out and get better on the boards here in the second half. Chippewa Falls getting way too many second-chance opportunities. And the way they shoot threes, a lot of those turn into three-point baskets, and that's just a killer when you get them to miss their first shot and then they get another opportunity to knock down a long one. They've been able to build a lead here. They lead by 12, 38-26. East will have the basketball to begin the second half. It'll be Taylor, Dimka, Rutkowski, Widmark, and Hamlin, the starting five on the floor for the Lumberjacks. Taylor will inbound it. Looking to get it in. Swarming defense again. They get it to Dimka. He avoids the double team. Now picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Gets it to Rutkowski. Inside to Widmark. Bobbles for a moment. Turns. Spins up with the left hand. Off the glass. No good. The rebound put back, though, by Bryce Taylor. He's on the board first here in the second half. It's 38-28. Back the other way. Chai High attacks. And Dimka is going to be called for a reach-in foul. Non-shooting foul. Chippewa Falls will inbound it. Dimka's first foul, and the Cardinals will inbound it. Connor Bobey looking to get it in. Still looking, and now does on the baseline. Baseline drive, Rutkowski kicks that off, or blocks that off. Drive in, runner thrown up with the right hand by Kinez, and that's no good. He's with the rebound. Still on the backcourt with it. Dimka picks up his dribble now, gets it to Taylor. Taylor will attack. They get it ahead to Widmark. Widmark Now kicks it back outside. Rutkowski passed up the three. He'll drive, lean in, puts up a shot, gets the roll. Jaden Rutkowski with the hoop. 38-30. It's an 8-point game. Lumberjacks with the first two baskets of the second half. Cardinals in the paint. They feed it. Now kick it back outside. Ball knocked out of bounds by East. Chippewa Falls will have it. And four new bodies come in for Chippewa Falls here. Cardinals will inbound inside court. Jacob Olson gets it in into the hands of Aaron Kinez. Left wing, this is Crumbaker. Now a drive in. They kick it left wing. Three ball open over there. In and out, no good. Hamlin pulls away the rebound. East will try to bring it ahead. Widmark into the front court. He's doubled. Gets it off to Rutkowski. Doubled again. Now Widmark. And he's fouled. Reaching foul. Going to be called on Crumbaker going for the steal. And East will inbound inside court. 6:49 to play here, third quarter. It's an 8-point game. Chippewa Falls is going to take a timeout. We'll take a quick one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom came back here, but I'm in the East. Missed a couple of shots out of the timeout. And Chippewa Falls came back the other way, hit a three. Now a pass by Taylor inside the Hamlin, goes out of bounds. East will keep it. Last touch by Chippewa Falls, I believe, and they run in four new bodies. So Bryce Taylor will look to inbound it for East. Taylor gets it into Rutkowski in the corner. Now immediately into the paint to Taylor, hangs in the air, puts it off glass, up and in. Bryce Taylor with the hoop, 41-32, Chippewa Falls. Here's a drive in. There's a travel double dribble. Yeah, turnover there for Chippewa Falls, just their eighth. And it will be East basketball. 6 minutes to play here, third quarter, 41-32, Chippewa Falls. And they'll set up the half-court pressure again. Dimka gets it into Taylor. Taylor wants to attack into the front court. Now he'll slow down, pick up his dribble, needs some help, into the corner to Widmark. Good pass cross-court to Dimka. They look inside. Now they'll loft it down to Hamlin, left baseline. He goes baseline, and we're going to get a foul call. That's going to be called on Sam Mayberry. He's a guy they brought up from the JV team. East will inbound it. Bryce Taylor looks to get it in, and does to Rutkowski. He's being bodied. Now they get out to Taylor. Ball knocked away, stolen away by Chippewa Falls. Here they come back the other way, hanging in the air, put up and in. Hold it in and out, no good. But Chippewa Falls with another rebound. Here's a three ball. That's going to be an air ball, but grabbed by Chippewa Falls. They get blocked by the bottom of the rim, and Taylor comes away with it. And now the ball is taken away again. Another steal by Chippewa Falls. Three ball, top of the key. That's no good. Another offensive rebound for Chippewa Falls. Finally, Hamlin comes away with it. And East comes back the other way. Hamlin to Dimka. Now ball knocked away off of Hamlin. Hamlin's hand, another turnover. Back the other way, and Taylor blocks it out of bounds from behind. And it will be Chippewa Falls basketball. They just are not handling this pressure defense, and they're getting no rebounds. This is incredible. They have a height advantage at almost every position, and they can't get a board. Sean Wilson, Trent Pate, Derek Daniel going to check in for East as Chippewa Falls brings in four fresh bodies. 5:01 to play here, third quarter. Chi-High leading 41-32. Now we get a whistle off the ball. And that's going to be a foul off the ball on Aaron Kinez. East will have it, and will inbound it again. Actually, they call it foul on Jacob Olson, not Kinez. Pate gets it in to Rutkowski and back to Trent Pate. He's going to operate and try to hurry it ahead and bounce into the front court. Picked up his dribble now, gets it to Daniel in the corner. He's open for three, and he had Eric Daniel for three from the left corner. Boy, did he see that. 41-35. It's a six-point game. Dribble down the line, knocked away by Wilson. Here comes East back the other way. Rutkowski gets it knocked away from out of bounds, and East will keep it. Rutkowski had Wilson running with him, but couldn't get him the ball. Tried to take it in himself and had it knocked away. East will inbound it. Pate will look to inbound it and does over the top to Widmark. quickly inside to Wilson. Got it knocked away for a moment. Got it back to Rutkowski. Rutkowski's going to drive in, feed Wilson, bobbles it, puts up the shot up and in. Not much of a shot from a standing position. He's shooting very well here in the third quarter, and they have cut the deficit to four. Three ball top of the key. Rattling at home is Jacob Wilson. He was left alone, and he knocked down the three. So just when they cut it to four, Chi-High answers with a three ball. Daniel has it stripped away. Gets it back. Now he's doubled. Needs to be strong with the ball. We're going to reach and foul. Called on triple foul. That'll go on Justin Ignarski. He got the steal, but he had the foul to do it, apparently. Four new players come in for Chi-High. J.P. Lacey is going to check in for Whitmark here for the Lumberjacks. 44-37, 4:09 to play here, third quarter. Daniel inbounded side court for the Lumberjacks and gets it into Pate. Had it knocked away, gets it back. Trenton Pate's going to drive in, hang in the air, puts it up, rolls off the rim, no good. Pate tried to keep it alive, it does, gets his own rebound. Now he kicks it to Rutkowski, drives in, feeds Wilson, ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll be Chippewa Falls basketball. Pass too hard from Rutkowski off the hands of Wilson out of bounds. That's unofficially the 18th turnover on the Lumberjacks, and we still have 3:54 to play here in the third quarter. Chippewa Falls with it at the free throw line. Right wing, this is Kinez. Kinez gets into the hands of Zach Meinholz. He drives. The rebound grabbed by Rutkowski. Back the other way, shot put up, no. Lacey gets the rebound, back to Wilson. Now it's Daniel open for three again. It's going to be off the mark. Pate tried to keep the rebound alive. We're getting a whistle, a foul called on Chippewa Falls. Loose ball foul called on Nolan Johnson. And now the foul's starting to mount up a little bit. Sorry, the fifth team foul, I believe, in the quarter. Yeah, five team fouls on Chippewa Falls already, to one for East. Lumberjacks will inbound it. Pate looks to get it in and does to Logan Bailey in the game now for the Lumberjacks. Bailey gets it to Daniel. Daniel spins away to Lacey in the corner. He's doubled. Needs to get rid of it. Passes down low to Pate. Pate turns, spins off the glass up and in. Trent Pate gets the hoop. He's got six. And it's 44-39, 5-point deficit. Free ball on the other end. Now up and in. Nolan Johnson knocks down the three. Every time he pulls and gets it closer, Chippewa Falls responds with a three-pointer, 47-39. It's an 8-point game once again. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it went off of the Lumberjacks. That's another turnover, and Chippewa Falls gets it back again. Drive in, feed inside, shot blocked by Daniel from behind. Ball loose. Chi-High gets it, though. Back outside. Now the ball taken away by Lacey. Lacey with the steal. Gets it to Wilson. Passes ahead to Pate. Pate wants to operate. In the Pate, gets it knocked away. Lacey grabs it. Lacey pulls up on the baseline. Nobody's fouled. They'll head to the line. I believe they got Ignarski with that foul. His second, and it will send J.P. Lacey to the free throw line. He's got 6 points all in the first half, and he'll get a chance to shoot two here. First one's on the way, and it's short. No good. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Lacey's second foul shot on the way. It's up and in. He got one of two. And it's 47-40, a 7-point deficit for East. Back the other way. They get it right wing. Drive baseline. Three ball out on top. Back bracket no good. Long rebound kept alive. Daniel comes away with it, but he tries to get it off, and now we're getting a traveling call. On Chippewa Falls, East will get the ball back. Either a travel or an over and back violation. Chippewa Falls didn't like that. Luke Manson having a conversation with the official. They get it inbounds to Pate. Dribbles through the double team. Attacks, gets it to Wilson. He shoots a little jumper. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed by Chi-High. He's shooting pretty well here in the third quarter, but Wilson missed that one. There's a drive in the paint. They kick it out. Swing it over. Sperry with it, now out on top. Spin move, take it back out. Sperry's open for three, launches. Off the rim, no good, and over the top of the basket. East will get it back. 47-40. Chippewa Falls leaving the door open a crack. East has been as close as three, but that's as close as they got. They were down big early in this one. Pate looking inbound it, and gets it in to Lacey. Lacey throws it away, another turnover. as he was trying to get it ahead. Chippewa Falls has it right wing. Kick it out on top. Long three ball. That's going to be an air ball. Kept alive. It's grabbed by Pate. It's in the head to Lacey. Now they find Daniel open underneath. He gets fouled. It will go to the line for a couple. So Eric Daniel will head to the free throw line as East broke the pressure that time. Got him the ball underneath, and he got hammered from behind. A minute 43 to play here, third quarter. 7-point deficit for East. Daniel will try to cut that down. First one rattles home. It's good. 47-41. Second foul shot coming for Daniel. Rattles around and off. Rebound, though, grabbed by Trent Pate. He kicks it back outside. Pate's going to get it back. Launch a three with the left hand. That's no good. The rebound grabbed by Chippewa Falls. They had rebound position that time. That would have been a big bucket right there, Pate off the mark. Here comes Canez back the other way. Pope shoots the three and buries it. Aaron Canez with his third three of the day. 50-41, the deficit 9 again. They get it inbound to Daniel. Passes ahead to Lacey. Lacey hands it off to Logan Bailey. Bailey kicks it to Daniel. Open for three. Catch it. Shoot off the rim. No good. Lacey goes over the top, grabs the rebound, puts it up, go with a foul, and he'll go to the line. Eric Daniel got an open look, couldn't get it to go. But J.P. Lacey went over the top to grab the rebound, and he gets two shots in. You can hear Luke Matson, the Chi High coach, calling, saying, don't foul, because all it does is stop the clock. That's how your team comes back, scoring without the clock moving, and Lacey does right there, knocking down the free throw. 50-42, it's an eight-point game, minute 7 to play here, third quarter. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic don't just live, shine. Lacey hits it both. He's 3 out of 4 from the line. 50-43, 7-point game once again. Jake Sperry now drive in. Shot put up. Off the glass. No. Rebound grabbed again by Chippewa Falls. Shot put up again. That might have been partially blocked. And now another block. And we get a whistle. The one official called it a block, the official behind the play called it a foul. The official in front of the play called it a block, and the official behind the play called it a foul, but it's going to be two shots for Justin Check. Did they get on the foul here? Looks like they got Trenton Pate with the foul, his first. And the first foul shot is up and in. 50-43, 7-point game. Second foul shot coming. That's off, no good. Pate with the rebound. They want to hurry, get it ahead quickly to Daniel. Daniel in the paint, turns, shoots, rolls around, and hit Daniel. Having a nice quarter. He's got 6 here in the quarter. 51-45. Chippewa Falls into the front court. You need a stop here is what you need to give you a little confidence going into the fourth quarter. Here's a drive down the lane. They feed a cutter on the baseline. Shot put up. No, they're going to call travel. Shot was up and in, but a travel before the shot on Ignarski. That is just the 10th turnover on Chippewa Falls by my count. East inbounds it, 27 seconds to play in the quarter. They get it ahead to Bailey. Bailey passes ahead. They had a man underneath, couldn't get him the ball. And a shot, nice drive on the baseline by J.P. Lacey. He gets the hoop off the glass, 51-47, a 4-point game. 13 seconds. Don't want to give up a three ball here. That's exactly what Chippewa Falls is going to try, 7 seconds. This is Canetta, steps back, shoots the three, left his short air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Safe from going out of bounds, shot on the baseline, put up, that's no good. And the third quarter comes to an end. Well, East has closed the deficit to 4, 51-47. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Hoops on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
And they're playing already here in the fourth quarter. Chippewa Falls missed a shot. East got the rebound. They're back the other way. Bryce Taylor's going to launch a three. That's off the rim, no good. Chippewa Falls with the rebound. It's a 4-point game. Chippewa Falls, by my count, has launched 56 shots, and I probably missed a few. I mean, this is much different than we normally see in a Valley game. There's a spinning shot put up. That's no good by Colleen, who's been quiet since 17 points in the first half. East with a rebound. They get it over. Rakowski open, steps back, doesn't take the three, drives in, feeds it to Hamlin. He puts it on the floor, puts up a shot, no, grabs the rebound again, and now kicks it out to Rakowski. He's going to launch a three. He got it. Jaden Rakowski for three, and it's a 1-point game. 51-50. Tie-high back the other way. Outside the line. Drive in, now pass inside. Shot put up over the top of Hamlin, up and in. Amos Mayberry gets the hoop. 53-50. Full court pressure. Dinko looks to get it in and does to Rutkowski. Rutkowski wants to push. Nobody with him, though, so he slows it down. Now gets it back to Dimka. Dimka kicks it to Rutkowski. Taylor down low to Widmark. Hangs in the air. Feeds it to Hamlin. Puts it up. Yes, and a foul. They're getting the ball inside and taking advantage of their height advantage here. And they got the ball. Widmark to Hamlin. Got the layup and one. And he'll shoot a free throw here. Five new bodies come in for Chippewa Falls here. He's going to tie the game with this free throw. It's a one-point game, 53-52. Hamlin, had a pretty good day at the free throw line. That is too hard, no good. Chippewa Falls with the rebound. The one-point deficit for the Lumberjacks. Quickly back the other way. Out on top. Now they feed Kinez, catch and shoot three. Too hard, no good. The rebound grabbed by Hamlin, but they're going to call him for over the top, I think. Hamlin will get the foul, but that's just his first. Oh, my, they call the foul on Chippewa Falls. And that means free throws for East in the bonus. Holy cow. Jake Sperry is going to get the foul. I thought they were going to get Hamlin for over the top on that rebound. Luke Manson wants an explanation. They get Sperry on the foul. And Hamlin will shoot shoot a one and one here. Actually, we'll shoot two in the double bonus. 10 team fouls already for Chippewa Falls. Only two for East. Hamlin barely scrapes the front of the rim with that one. That jinxed him. He was 4 out of 5 from the line before the last two that he missed. Now he'll get another. He's trying to tie this game up. Second foul shot coming for Hamlin. Once that one is short, the rebound knocked out of bounds by East. It will be Chippewa Falls basketball. Hamlin's missed three free throws in a row. Got to make your foul shots in the fourth quarter of a close game. Still a one-point deficit for the Lumberjacks. Sharon Canet is quickly in the front court. Now they hand it off. Jacob Olson drives, kicks it left wing. There's a three ball. That rattles home for Marcus Crumbaker. And once again, it's 4 points. Three ball for Marcus Crumbaker. Bryce Taylor will attack Dan. He carried the basketball. Ball bounced high on him, and he palmed the ball. And a turnover for the Lumberjacks. That's unofficially 21 turnovers on East here. And Chippewa Falls has it. Well, Lumberjacks close to one. They had a chance to take the lead. Couldn't do it at the free throw line. And now here's another open three from the corner up and in. Canes with a three. So two three-pointers. Paul Dimka is not happy. Timeout call. 5:43 to play now. 59-52 Chippewa Falls. Back in a moment. Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Inbounds it out of the timeout. Dimka to Hamlin. Now to Bryce Taylor. Taylor wants to attack. They've got numbers. They get it ahead. Rutkowski hangs in the air. Reverse. Missed the shot. And Chippewa Falls with the rebound. Back the other way. And now a reaching foul call on Rutkowski. Just a 13 foul on East. Not shooting foul. Time out of inbound inside court. Well, East had a chance to take the lead at the free throw line. Couldn't do it. And Chippewa Falls responded with a couple of threes. And they now lead it again by 7, 59-52. That was a chance. Chippewa Falls with the basketball out of the inbound play. They get it in the hands of Crumbaker now in the corner. This is a drive. Shot put up. Shot blocked by Hamlin. Bryce Taylor comes away with it. Back the other way comes East. Quickly ahead to Hamlin. Lays it off too hard. The rebound grabbed by Chippewa Falls. Hamlin tried to lay that in at full speed, and it was too hard. He overlaid. Back the other way. Chippewa Falls with it. Baseline drive cut off by Crumbaker. He kicks it back outside. Picks up his dribble, gives it off now, gets it back. Crumbaker in the corner, three ball watch from there. That's off the rim, no good. Hamlin with the rebound on the miss by Olson. East wants to attack. Bryce Taylor ahead, down the lane, hangs in the air, off the glass, too hard again. Chippewa Falls with the rebound. Back the other way come the Cardinals. Sperry with it. They send it over Canez, right wing. He wants to operate on Trent Pace. Spin move off the glass. Tough shot up and in. Aaron Canez with a hard shot. Chippewa Falls is going to take a timeout after that made basket. 4:25 to play here in the fourth quarter, and now they've expanded their lead to 9, 61-52. We'll keep it right here and remind you that East Basketball is brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Also by Devoney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See Devoney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DevoneyOrthodontics.com. That's D-O-V-O-R-A-N-Y. Still to come, Everest Hockey, Everest Boys Basketball, and Everest Hockey again. The Everest Hockey team playing two games today in the Antigo Tournament. We'll have one of those next. That'll be followed by the Everest Boys Basketball team here against Eau Claire Memorial. That game at 4:15 this afternoon. And then tonight, the Everest Hockey team once again in action from Antigo. Chris Conley will have those hockey games for you right here. 61-52, Chippewa Falls with the lead. 4:25 to play here, fourth quarter. He's going to send out Trent Pate, J.P. Lacey, Sean Wilson, Eric Daniel, and Bryce Taylor from the timeout. And they have the basketball, and of course, Chippewa Falls sets up full court pressure, as they have for the entire game. Trent Pate gets it in, knocked away from Lacey out of bounds. It will remain East Basketball. You got to make hard, crisp passes against this kind of swarming defense, and that wasn't one of them. Taylor looks to get it in, lost it over the top to Pate. He wants to hurry it in. Now picks up his dribble in the backcourt, gets it ahead to Daniel. Daniel, stutter step, goes baseline, he's double, kicks it out. Pate wants to operate in the lane, jump stop. Ball knocked away, Wilson comes away with it, leaves it short, puts it up, and gets his rebound and puts it back in. Sean Wilson, a rebound putback of his own miss, 61-54. Chippewa Falls back the other way, drive down the lane, shot partially blocked, I think, by Taylor. Wilson with the rebound there. East attacking to Daniel off the glass, up and in. They used the numbers that time and got the hoop on the other end. Chippewa Falls back the other way. Daniel gets back on defense and knocks it out of bounds. And it will be Chippewa Falls basketball. We'll put in four new players. And they'll inbound it here with 3:44 to play in regulation. It's a five-point game, 61-56. Chippewa Falls with the lead. East has been battling from behind the whole game. They were down by, I think, 13 was the biggest deficit. Now a reaching foul out on top on Sean Wilson. Not a shooting foul, just a 14 foul on East. Lumberjacks have been in the double bonus for a little while. Here's third foul on Sean Wilson. Chi-High will inbound at side court, looking, still looking, Wilson in the face, and now knocks it away. Daniel comes away with it. They get the steal. Now it's Bryce Taylor. Double teamed in the front court. Needs some help. Pass to down low to Wilson. Feeds it inside to Lacey. Puts it up. Yeah. Good ball movement by the Lumberjacks. They got a layup for J.P. Lacey. 61-58. They closed it within three again. Jacob Olson with it. Now outside, this is Colleen. He's been quiet this second half for the most part. Drive in. And the paint kicks it back outside. Open three out on top back bracket. Got the shooter's roll. That thing died on the back bracket and fell in for Jacob Olson. That's a big shot right there. Daniel gets it to Lacey. They get it down low to Olson. Beats Lacey again. Leaves it off the paint. Puts it up. Gets the foul. Once again, good sharing of the basketball by the Lumberjacks. And they get a layup for Trent Pate. He draws the foul at 64-60. And with the free throw, he can make it a three-point game. Daniel will take a breather. He's played well today. Tim Nass will get in for East. Trent Pate at the line. Free throw is on the way, up and in. Trent Pate's having a good day. He's got 9. 64-61, three-point game. Need a stop here. Drive down the lane. And we get a traveling violation. Dragging the pivot foot was Nick Lean. Unofficially, the 12th turnover on Chippewa Falls. East will inbound it here with a chance to tie with a three ball. Taylor looking to get it in and does to Pate. And he nearly traveled, gets it to Nass, passes ahead to Wilson. They feed Lacey down the lane, hangs in the air, over the foul, and J.P. Lacey will go to the line. And East is breaking pressure better here in the fourth quarter. They're getting the ball ahead of their big guys, sharing the ball underneath and getting either layups or fouls, and J.P. Lacey will shoot a pair here. Lacey's got 13 points so far today. Good day for him. First foul shot on the way. And he got it. Nothing but net. So the sophomore having a good day. It's a two-point game, 64-62. Four new players come into the game for Chippewa Falls. Second foul shot coming for Lacey here. Shots on the way, and it's up and in. He got them both. And it's a one-point game, 64-63. Can they get a stop? Canez with it. Now he gives it off, driving the lane. They kick it out to the three-point line again. Now in the corner, open three from over there. In and out, no good. The rebound loose, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Chippewa Falls. East will have it. They got an open look from the corner, and Zach Meinholz missed it. And now the Lumberjacks will have a chance to take the lead for the first time here this afternoon. They get it inbounds. Taylor avoids pressure. Dribbles it ahead. They pass it ahead. Lacey feeds it to Wilson. Goes off of him out of bounds. No, last touch by Chippewa Falls. Lacey trying to wrap around, bounce pass to Wilson. And Bryce Taylor will inbound it here for East. 2:19 to play. Taylor over the top to Lacey. Lacey quickly inside to Wilson. Kicks it outside. Three ball for Nass. That's going to be off the mark. Long rebound is loose. Wilson comes away with it. Deep for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Chippewa Falls. Oh, a chance to take the lead. They had an open three. Chippewa Falls back the other way. They've got it outside. Now kick it to the corner. Ball knocked away by Pate out of bounds. Chippewa Falls will keep it. A minute 56 to play here in regulation. Chi High leading by one, 64-63. Jacob Olson will inbound it for the Cardinals. Lacey will play the shooter here. They get it in. Amos Mayberry with it. Now gives it off. Olson into the hands of Colleen. Colleen's going to drive. Hang in the air. Shoot shot blocked by Taylor. Chi High saves it from going out of bounds, though. Here's a long three from out on top. That's no good. Wilson kept alive with another offensive rebound for Chippewa Falls. They'll get another chance at it. They kick it up. Ball knocked away for a moment by Lacey, but Chippewa Falls gets it back. Drive in by Canez. Yes, and a foul. Holy cow. Well, there's the difference in the game right there. Two offensive rebounds during that sequence for the Cardinals. Then they get a hard drive to the basket by Aaron Canez. He gets the roll and the foul. And he'll have a chance for a three-point play here. He can make it a four-point game. It's 66-63, and Canez will shoot a free throw here. East will substitute. Whitmark gets back in. Hamlin's back in. Dimka back in. Out there with Bryce Taylor and Trent Pate. And the rebound, or the free throw rattles around and in for Canez. 67-63, four-point game. East into the front court. Taylor avoids the double team, drives in, feeds Widmark, bottle out of bounds, saved for a moment by Chippewa Falls, ball on the ground, and they get another turnover for the Lumberjacks, and they're just giving it away here now. Here's a three ball on the other end. That's short, long rebound grabbed by Widmark. Into the hands of Pate, quickly ahead to Dimka. Looks inside, nothing there, now they'll slow it down. Taylor has it, right corner, passes out of the double team, gets it to Pate. Pate's going to drive in and throws up a floater. That's no good. Gets his own rebound. Misses the layup. Hamlin keeps it alive. Off the glass. No, but a foul. And he'll shoot two. Couple of opportunities there for the Lumberjacks. Couldn't get him to go. But Dylan Hamlin will shoot two free throws here with 53 seconds remaining in a four-point game. Got to knock these down. Hamlin has missed his last three after going 5 out of 6 before that from the line. First one's on the way up and in. 67-64. Second foul shot coming for Hamlin. On the way, and it's up and in. He got them both. Two big free throws for Dylan Hamlin right there. Timeout call back in a moment. Listen to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports.
Back here at Benoni High School, and game one of the second day of the Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley Conference Challenge is living up to what we thought it was going to be. Back and forth, up and down. It's a two-point game, 67-65. Chippewa Falls with the lead. The difference here is that East is in a double bonus, and Chippewa Falls is not. Only 5 team fouls on East here in the second half, so they've got a foul to give. It'll be Chippewa Falls basketball out of the timeout. East will send out Bryce Taylor, Tanner Dimka, Bryce Widmark, Dylan Hamlin, and Trent Pate. East will try to set up a trap if they can. Dimka and Taylor are in the front court. Whitmark and Page standing at half court. This is going to be Aaron Kinez. He's going to get doubled. Passes ahead. Oh, my God, my hammer. Can they get the steal? It's loose. And we're getting a whistle. It's going to be a foul called against Chippewa Falls. A loose ball foul called. And East will have the basketball and shoot two free throws here with a chance to tie. Double bonus free throws coming for the Lumberjacks on a loose ball foul. It's going to be Bryce Taylor at the line to shoot two. The foul called on Marcus Crumbaker. And East with a chance to tie here from the free throw line. First one's on the way, and it's up and in. 1 point game. 67-66. The Lumberjacks have gotten within one a couple of times here in the second half. Haven't been able to get over the hump. Second one on the way. Up and in. He got them both, and we are tied. For the first time today, Cardinals with it, though. 41 seconds remaining in regulation. They get it into the front court. Crumbaker. They're going to probably play a little weave out on top and play for one or overtime here. They're going to drive down. Now we're going to get a timeout called by Chippewa Falls. We'll keep it right here as they're going to try to set up a play here. I would imagine they will play down for one and either hit the winning shot or go to overtime. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part today by Cloverdale Credit Union. Go to the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Worry Bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Also by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. This is the first of four high school broadcasts today on Fox Sports Radio. Everest Hockey coming up next. They're playing over in the Antigo Tournament. We'll have the Everest Boys basketball team here at 4:15 this afternoon against Eau Claire Memorial. And then tonight, the second Everest hockey game of the day following that hoops game. A full day of high school sports on your home for Eastern Everest Sports. Cardinals inbounded here, 28 seconds. Canez, East needs to stop here. They penetrate, kick it, baseline drive. They stop, kick it back outside. 20 seconds. They're going to look inside again now. Pass it out. Now East wants to foul, and they will. They had a foul to give. Taylor will foul Colleen, and now Everest has to inbound at side court with 13.4 seconds remaining. Next foul, though, will send Chippewa Falls to the free throw line in the bonus. All right, Aaron Kinez, game on the line. Kinez is going to drive, throw the runner, work. The foul call with 8.4 seconds to play. Kinez will have a chance to give Chippewa Falls the lead here at the free throw line, but he's slow to get up. He got hammered as he put up that shot and went down hard. And he's okay. He's laughing about it now, but that didn't feel too good. He'll head to the line with a couple of free throw chances here. I think he might have been nailed in or landed in the nether regions. He's trying to catch his breath here as he heads to the line. That's going to make it tough to shoot free throws. Anybody who's been there will tell you that. 8.4 seconds to play. Kinez with a chance to give his team the lead here. Tie game 67-67. First one's on the way. It's up and in. 1 point advantage for the Cardinals. East will get a final opportunity. There's 8.4 seconds left on the clock. Second foul shot coming for Kinez. On the way. That's fucking no good. They get the offensive rebound. And one more time, and now another foul. Well, that's been the difference here today. Chippewa Falls has been killer on the boards, and they got a huge offensive rebound on a missed free throw right there. Another foul called, and they'll get a chance to shoot two more here. Actually, it'll be a 1-1. Eighth team foul on East, and this time it is Amos Mayberry at the line to shoot the 1-1. First one's on the way with the left hand. Rattles off. No good. Hammer with the rebound. East will call a timeout. With 5.5 seconds to play, they're down one. We'll keep it right here. So, Chippewa Falls had a chance to extend the lead to three, but now the Lumberjacks can win it with a basket. 5.5 seconds to play here. They're down one. East Hoops brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Exciting finish to this one. Lumberjacks were down 13 at 1 point. Battled back. Tied the game. That's as close as they have been. They have never led in this game. But they have a chance to win it here now with the final possession. But You've got to break pressure, full court pressure, from the Cardinals. And you only have 5.5 seconds to play to get a shot away. Paul Dimka furiously scribbling on his erase board the play that he wants him to run. It's going to be Pate, Tamlin, Taylor, Dimka, and Woodmark. I thought maybe they'd get another three-point shooter in there if they could. What they're going to try to do, I don't know if they have time to do it. They're going to try to hurry it down the floor and get it to one of the big guys underneath. Whitmark is going to inbound it. Of course, he was the quarterback on the football team. He'll try to throw a pass here. Let's see if they can do it. They get it over the top to Hamlin. Hamlin gets it to Pate. Pate's going to drive in. Throw the ball. Although they're going to put time back on the clock. There might be 0.1 seconds remaining. Pate got the runner, and that play was drawn up, and they executed it brilliantly. Whitmark to Hamlin to Pate. Pate went down the line, laid it up and in. There's going to be 0.1 seconds on the clock, but I'm not sure you can catch and shoot with 0.1 seconds on the clock. They're going to have to throw a long pass the length of the court and try to get a shot away. I'm not sure you can do it. They're going to put a full second back on the clock. Holy cow. All right, a full second, you can. So Chippewa Falls will have an opportunity. The Lumberjacks take their first lead of the day with 1 second remaining on the game. In the game, they got it to Pate. It went down the lane, laid it up and in. And a 69-68 lead for the Lumberjacks here with 1 second remaining on the clock. One thing you can't do here is foul, because any foul will send Chippewa Falls to the line for a 1-1 and a chance to win the game. You can't foul. You don't want to give them an open look either, but you can't foul. There's only 1 second left. It'll be interesting to see if these officials will call a foul with 1 second left on the game on a long length of the court pass. We'll find out here in a second. Hamlin is going to annoy the shooter, put up those big arms. They've got Widmark and Pate back, along with Dimka. Chai High looks to inbound it. They get a screen, still looking. Now they'll throw it the length of the court. It's going to be out of bounds. Shot clock goes short, and the Lumberjacks will get the win here, incredibly, by a score of 69-68. Holy cow, what a win for East. We'll come back and tell you about it and talk about all of the scoring from this one. What a game. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Menominee High School, where the Lumberjacks pull out the victory here. A last-second shot by Trent Pate gives East a one-point win, 69-68, after they trailed the entire game. The only lead they took was with 1 second left, and they were able to hold off the last desperate shot attempt by Chippewa Falls and pull out the win here tonight. And a high-scoring game, lots of guys in double figures tonight for the Lumberjacks. In fact, four players scored in double figures tonight, led by sophomore J.P. Lacey. He had 15. 14 points for Bryce Taylor, 11 apiece for Dylan Hamlin and Trenton Pate, none bigger than the final one. And let's give credit where credit is due. That was a well-drawn play by Coach Dimka, and they executed it. Widmark made the pass to center court to Hamlin, the tallest guy on the floor. Hamlin was able to get the pass to Pate at center court, near the scorer's table, near the sideline. He dribbled to the middle of the court, went down the lane, and threw up a little scoop shot layup and got it to go for the game-winning points. So 11 for Pate, also scoring for East. 5 for Jaden Rutkowski, including a big 3 in the fourth quarter. 4 for Sean Wilson. 8 points for Eric Daniel off the bench. He had a big third quarter for East, which kept them in the game. Bryce Widmark had 1 point for the Lumberjacks here this afternoon. East was 25 of 56 from the field, 17 of 23 from the line, and they did some good work from the free throw line and outscored Chippewa Falls by 10 points at the line, and that, of course, helped in their comeback as well. 17 of 23 from the line. They didn't turn the ball over way too much, though, 22 times against this press. For Chippewa Falls, they were led by Aaron Kinez with 18, 17 for Nate Colleen, but all of those came in the first half. He did not score in the second half of this game. 11 points for Jacob Olson, 10 for Marcus Crumbaker, 6 for Nolan Johnson, 2 for Amos Mayberry, 2 for Justin Ignarski, 1 for Jake Sperry, 1 for Justin Check. Chippewa Falls, 22 of 70 from the field. 70 field goal attempts in this one. That's unofficial, too. There might have been a few more in there. 7 of 12 from the line, and I've got them unofficially at 15 for 40 from three-point range in this one. But it wasn't enough to get the job done. And yesterday, Chippewa Falls lost by 2 to Rhinelander. Here today, they lose by 1 to Wausau East on a last-second layup by Trenton Pate for the win here this afternoon. With the loss, Chippewa Falls drops to 3-6 overall. And with the win, the Lumberjacks go over the 500 mark. They're now 5-4 on the year. And they are off now until a week from Tuesday when they will take on Oshkosh West at the East Gym. And we'll have that game for you here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.